You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Praise the Lord, and good morning to everybody this lovely, beautiful morning. I am Minister Gloria Ross of New Life Assembly of God, coming to you in the name of Jesus, praising him each and every day until his return. Praise God. My scripture reading today will be Ephesians 6, 10 to 18, which reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, and you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking a shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And that's what we're supposed to be knowing and believing in, the word of God. "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Praise God for the reading of the scripture. Now here is Pastor Ross.
Well, we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. We are purpose people. We've been called by God. We didn't call ourselves. We've been called by God. And you know, the most important thing is that when we pray, the funniest thing is that we're not praying for ourselves. We're praying for others, because the word of God tells us that. I love my congregation. Well, what's left anyway? There are many that abandoned what was going on because of the affliction, because of what the enemy did. But that's all right. God will have who he wants to be there in the time that he wants to make this call. And I thank God for that, because what happened is that there's been a threshing. The floor has been moved. And what it is that God will use whoever he wants to be there. Praise God. I remember the time when Gideon had 30,000 people. And what happened is that he said, "You got too many people." Well, we can't say that, because we don't have enough people. But the most important thing is that there are people. So God told Gideon, "You go and you search out 300. Now he's coming, he's getting ready to go to war. He said, "You go and search out 300 people that will lap water like a dog." Can you imagine that? These are faithful people. People that are faithful, that will lap water like a dog. Now, you know how a dog will lap water. Well, you should. Those are the faithful ones. Those are the ones that will stand by you. Not just stand there, but will stand by you. And when you pray, my God, you will get results. They will be not only with you, not only behind you, but they'll be there to help you during the times of struggle. And I tell you, it's a very important thing when you have people that will stand by you in times of trouble. Praise God. They won't flee. They won't run. When they look at a circumstance, they won't see it in the flesh. They'll see it through the eyes of the Spirit. So when we pray through the eyes of the Spirit. And that is where we all should be seeing things. And the Bible tells us that. The Bible tells us that. Because folks are afflicted, there are many things that goes on. There are many things that goes on. But we don't understand it. We don't see it. But God sees everything. And what happens is that the Bible tells us in Romans the 8th chapter that we know not what we should pray for as we ought. And what it is that a lot of things that we're praying for ourselves, but we don't realize it. Mm-hmm. We don't realize it. He says that we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, and that's the most important thing.
Amen.
But the Spirit maketh intercession for us. The Spirit prays for us. He intercedes on our behalf. Praise, isn't that wonderful?
It's wonderful.
Ms. Brody, would you read that?
It is likewise the Spirit also
helps our infirmity.
But we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Praise God. The Spirit making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Why? Because he prays the perfect will of God. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
He prays the perfect will of God. We get in there and we start talking about, well, bless me, my family, and bring this to pass and all kinds of things. But that's not what God wants. God may want to serve someone, may want to save somebody there in India. God may want to save somebody in Russia. God may want to, well, I'm quite sure, whatever he wants to do, his will be accomplished.
Amen.
So the most important thing is that we need to follow God's will. That's why the subject of this matter is, and I use Gideon for a purpose, because you have people that are working with you that are not for you. They're just there. And I use Gideon because Gideon had a whole lot of people, but he didn't have them to stand by him. All he had was a large group of people. And that's why when God looked at them, he said, well, you go. You search out the people that will stand by you, the ones that will lap water like a dog. Can you imagine that?
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, in other words, in essence, what he was actually saying is that those that will be faithful. You don't have folks that will be running all over the place. You got some folks here have two and three pastors. They're running from church to church trying to fit in. That's not right. God never ordained anything like that. But people do that. But you can't change people. You just let them do what they want to do. God is in control of everything. So we go back to Romans 8 and verse 26. You know not what you pray for as you ought. The Spirit. Now listen to what I'm saying. He's talking about the Holy Spirit, because there are two spirits out there. Matter of fact, I shouldn't say two. There are many spirits out there that help our infirmities. But the ones that I'm talking about is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. We know not what we should pray for as we ought to. Now, I need people out there in Radio Land to hear what I'm talking about. This is not no guesswork. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. The Holy Spirit, He helpeth our infirmities. He knows what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Minister Glory, He knows exactly what we need.
Exactly.
He helpeth our infirmities. In other words, He helpeth our weaknesses.
That's right.
We're weak.
Mm-hmm.
We're weak as children of God.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We're infirm.
Mm-hmm.
We're weak.
Yep.
He helps our infirmities.
Mm-hmm.
So when we try and pray, we have to connect with the Spirit of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
He helps our infirmities.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I love
and not only that, the beauty part of it is that He prays.
Mm-hmm.
He prays.
Perfect will.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes.
He prays the perfect will
of God.
The perfect will of God. Can you imagine? The perfect will of God.
Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
He intercedes on our behalf.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
He intercedes on our behalf.
That's right.
You want to read the rest?
Huh? It says, and He that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because He making intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
He making intercession according to man?
Nope.
According to the bishop?
Nope.
According to the church member?
Nope.
According to people that you know?
Nope.
He making intercession according to who?
Will of God.
According to what?
Will of God.
According to the will of God. And that's the most important thing.
That's the most
people important. Get in there and try to please other people. You know, they know that something's going on, so they try to please other people by praying. You don't do that.
No.
You pray the perfect will of God.
Amen.
And it's hard to do it because people sitting in there with frowns on their faces, they're looking at you and they're saying, well, why didn't you pray? A lot of times people get mad because the service didn't go the way that they wanted to go. But that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to pray the perfect will of God.
Amen.
And God is in control.
Yes, He is.
He's in control of everything.
Thank God.
You need healing. You don't worry about the next person and what they think.
Mm-hmm.
You need deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to worry about the next thing that somebody thinks. You need your healing.
Amen.
And how I know that that's a fact and a glorified truth is that when blind Bartimaeus was on the side of the road with the beggars tolling on him,
mm-hmm.
and he heard that Jesus was passing by.
Glory to God.
And the covenant that he had with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
See, covenant.
Yes.
Covenant relationship that he had with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
He cried out, Thou Son of David.
Yes.
Have mercy upon me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thou Son of David.
Mm-hmm.
Have mercy upon me. That stopped Jesus in his tracks.
Sure
and
did.
Jesus heard that and he stopped.
Mm-hmm.
He said, bring him to me. Praise God. And as a born-again believer, we have covenant.
Yes, you do.
When you're born again, you have covenant.
Yes, you do.
A covenant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
And when he came there, he said, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And blind Bartimaeus said, well, I want to receive my sight.
Yes.
And what did Jesus tell him? Be it unto you.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. He want to receive his sight.
That's right.
He want to see.
And he did.
Right. Oh, you want to see.
Right. What about the lady with the issue of blood?
Huh?
The lady with the issue of blood. She, all she wanted to do was touch the hem of his garment, and she will be whole.
Well, there's all kinds of different healings in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm specifically speaking about blind Bartimaeus.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to see the healing. But the whole idea, I don't want to take this out of context.
Yes.
Because when this is a prayer,
mm-hmm.
prayer means a lot.
Yeah, it does.
And want to stay in the context of prayer.
Yes.
Because when we pray, we have to think about what we're praying.
That's right.
And who we're praying to.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Want to say about what we're praying
yep.
and who we're praying to.
That's right.
And be very mindful.
Uh-huh.
That it's not about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about ourselves.
Because right. I remember in James 4 and 3, sometimes that's why prayers doesn't come to pass. He says, you ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. That's why we must pray in the spirit.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's what happens, because you're praying for yourself. You're trying to get gain, but that's not what it says. Not there, but that's not what God doesn't want that.
Mm-mm.
You know, you think of others.
Mm-hmm.
You think of others.
Yeah, before you think of yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think of others.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the old faithful pastor, and believe me, faithful.
Mm-hmm.
I had a terrible challenge and still rolling through it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know. I'm not questioning God about why I'm rolling up against heavy demons. But the most important thing is that God is in control.
He's faithful.
And I will be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
I will be faithful. Mm-hmm. I will be over to the church.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be over to the church.
Yeah.
I just and have somebody to roll me in. I'll do that. Praise God.
Amen, amen.
I'll sit down in a wheelchair
mm-hmm.
and preach.
Praise God.
Yeah, many pastors have done that.
Yes, they have.
You know, I'll stand up,
mm-hmm.
and when I get tired, I'll sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to walk all around, prance all over the place to get a message done.
No. Nope.
You know, many people say, well, you're not walking all over the pulpit. You know, I don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do that at all.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, well, he's not walking. He's not walking all over the pulpit. You don't have to do it. No, I don't have to do that. All I have to do is stand there, open my mouth, and let God bring his word out. And those that have ears to hear.
Let them hear.
Now listen to what I'm saying, beloved. Those that have ears to hear, not what I'm saying.
Mm-mm.
But what the Holy Spirit is saying,
yep.
they will receive.
Amen.
Praise God.
That's right.
I said praise God.
Praise his name.
Give him all the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Because he's the one that's in charge of everything.
Right.
I'm putting God first.
Mm-hmm.
God is in control.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And let him be in control and stay in control.
Right.
There are people out here trying to promote themselves. Trying to promote themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for no glory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the glory. Hallelujah. You see, people, what they're doing, they hear the story,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know the glory. You see, they hear the story, but they don't know the glory.
Mm-hmm.
The glory is of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for what went on.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God.
I mean, I wasn't looking for it,
mm-hmm.
but that's what happened.
Yeah.
And some things are still going on.
Mm-hmm. That's why trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yeah.
And don't lean on your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he's going to direct your path.
Well, that's what he said in his word.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a reality mm-hmm. in me. he said in Proverbs 3 and verse 5, because I want to give the people the word so that they can know where to find what I'm talking about in terms of lean, trust in the Lord always, and lean not to your own understanding. Well, I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm going to acknowledge God in all my ways and let him direct my path. Now, I'm not saying that it's easy.
No.
I'm not saying that. There are many people. There are things that's going on that I don't even know about.
True.
Just like, and the reason I know that, there are things that's going on that I don't even know about. It's the same thing that a person that's born into this world, sins are already forgiven. Now, how can you look at that? If Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, somebody that's coming into this world, sins are already forgiven. Can you see that? They haven't even entered into this world, and their sins are forgiven. Can you see what I'm talking about?
Well, we all sinned.
Well, listen to what I'm saying, Nubby.
Okay.
He dies.
Okay.
For the sins of the whole world.
Yes.
He didn't just die for those that were in the world.
Right.
He died for the sins of the whole world.
Right.
So whoever God allows to come into the world, their sins are forgiven. That's powerful.
It is powerful. But they have to know who he is.
Huh?
They still have to know who he is. They have to receive him.
If they come into the world, their sins are forgiven.
Well,
all they have to do is receive Jesus.
That's it. That's exactly right. Have to receive Jesus.
I was sitting up there this morning. I was thinking, I'm saying, well, if you don't receive Jesus, you will be destroyed.
That's right.
You will be destroyed. Because the second time he's coming back to bring forth destruction.
That's right.
He's not coming back as a little baby.
Nope.
You know?
Nope.
And a lot of people think that, well, he's not going to do anything. He's coming back as a little baby. No, he's not.
No, he's not. He has risen already.
He's coming back.
He's alive.
Huh?
He's alive.
Well, when we see exactly what's going on, when I read Revelation 8, well, first of all, I look at the 1 Thessalonians 4, and I see that he called up his saints.
Yep.
Because he needs us, we're his hands, we're his feet, we're his body.
Yep.
And he keep us there for 7 years.
Yes.
Praise God. And then, in Revelation 18, look at it.
Okay.
Kind of like digress for a moment, but then he comes back with his saints. The King of Glory is coming back. You see it?
Revelation, what is it?
Revelation. In Revelation.
Okay, in Revelation.
The King is coming.
The King is coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now the King is coming back with his saints.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
He's coming back with us.
Yes. Okay. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
And 10,000 saints. So he's coming back, and he's coming back to handle that war. So what it is that now all of the atrocities and all of the things that's going on, he's going to take care of it.
Yes, he will.
He is going to take care of it. And our faith has to be in that. And the Antichrist, and matter of fact, there's Antichrist on the scene now anyway.
It is.
Yeah. Anybody that don't receive Jesus Christ is an Antichrist spirit. They have an Antichrist spirit. In other words, Antichrist means against Christ.
That's right. Amen.
You see?
So
they don't receive Christ.
Right.
And that's the sad part. Can you imagine for a moment that Jesus shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary for for you, mm-hmm. and you refuse to receive what he's done for you.
I know.
Mm-hmm. My God.
Yes.
He gave you peace.
Yes.
And joy.
Yes.
All of this.
All of it.
Healing. Mm-hmm. Long suffering. He gave you everything you can think of. Salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're rejecting him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fathom the idea.
I know.
But I tell you, it's done.
Yep.
And the reason it's done is because God has given every man free will.
That's right.
You choose your destiny.
Yes, you
wherever do. You want to show up is your choice.
That's right.
Where will you spend eternity?
Where will you spend eternity?
And when you open up your eyes and you're in hell, ain't nothing nobody can say but you.
That's right.
Because that was your will.
Okay.
That's what you wanted to do.
That's right.
That's what you wanted to do.
Amen.
Well, I tell you, I make a choice.
Yes, I'm glad I did too.
Huh?
I'm glad I did as well. Praise God. Now we have to, someone else stop listening to this broadcast, have to make a choice.
Yes, make a choice, but I think we have a couple of minutes left, right?
So,
huh?
So Romans 10.
Well, before we get to Romans 10, We have a choice.
Mhm.
Amen.
We have a choice, and right.
And that choice is that we cannot bombard.
No.
We cannot force anyone.
No.
We cannot
just offer.
Hoodwink.
Offer any
we
protection.
Cannot bamboozle.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot coerce. We cannot do any of those things to make somebody get saved if they don't want to receive
mm-hmm.
what the Word of God says. There's nothing you or I can do. So I would appreciate very much if you would be very candidly in reading the scriptures and present it as if you're talking to someone else.
Okay. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because I've been baptized into Jesus Christ. I have not been baptized in no water per se, although I have, but not for salvation. I've been baptized into Jesus, and the Word of God says, if you've been baptized into Jesus, you put on Jesus. So I've been put on Jesus. I'm dressed up in Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you. Praise you. This is your old faithful pastor. Glory to God. Well, I pray to God that next week, by the grace of God, that you'll hear the same voice preaching to you according to the Word of God. But I don't want to put a timeline on it. I want to wait until God says, well, you go now and do my will. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bless you all. Bless you all until the next broadcast. Okay.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.